the Holy Gospel of our Savior, Jesus Christ, according to John. Jesus said to Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you. Children ages 3 through 10 are invited to follow the storyteller to the music room for a Bible story. Prayers and music, they'll return at the peace.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. My 2025 high school graduate friends, you are dotted around the congregation and in the choir, and I just want you to stand briefly so we can see where you are, because these words I'm speaking are for you. Thank you. And a little later in the service, there is an official recognition after the prayers of the people, and we have a little gift for you. But thank you so much for coming. Today we celebrate your presence among us, and we stand alongside you as you finish high school and begin a new chapter in life. I have two sons, and the youngest just graduated from college last weekend, and so I feel like I speak with some understanding of the complexity of emotions that you're all feeling, and I have even more empathy with your parents, who for several weeks at least will experience a form of grief, which starts now. So be gentle with them. Times of transition like this can be exciting, with a sense of optimism about what the future holds, and the chance to let go of some of the not so good experiences and make a fresh start in a new place with new friends. My older son, Luke, did exactly that. There were aspects of his life and his persona that he wasn't entirely happy with as a teenager, and things that didn't make him happy and that he wanted to shed. And with some hard work, he did exactly that, and he went off to college as a new person. And you have this opportunity to step boldly into new opportunities with new friendships, and to do so intentionally. But it can also be unsettling and daunting and overwhelming and quite honestly terrifying. The fear of the unknown is something that we all face. It's a powerful thing, especially at this age. I get to preach to you today about this, but not just to you, to all of us and myself, because we are all at various times in our lives thrown into the deep end of that pool of uncertainty and fear. And I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage us to encourage one another with the powerful reminder that was in our gospel reading today, where Jesus says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." I read somewhere that do not be afraid or do not fear appears 365 times in the Bible. That's a daily reminder, 365 times. You grads can probably fact check that before I've even finished the sermon. But fear is a part of our human condition. It's human to feel fear. It's part of the way we're made as human beings, because we need it to survive. We need to let those emotions of fear either to protect us, to help us run away from danger, or to face it head on. What we don't want is for it to overwhelm us. Now, there's a story I want to tell you that I like to tell, and you may have heard it before. It's a story of an old Cherokee who's talking to his grandson about a battle that goes on inside each of us. And he says, "My son, the battle is between two wolves. One is an evil wolf, and this evil wolf is anger, fear, envy, jealousy, sorrow, greed, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, superiority, and ego. Terrible wolf. The other wolf is good. The good wolf is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. And these two wolves are battling with each other." And the grandson thought about this for a minute, and he looked at his grandfather and said, "Which wolf wins?" And the Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed. The one you feed." And the challenge before you as you embark on the rest of your lives, and the challenge we all wrestle with on a daily basis, are what choices and decisions we will make. Which wolves will we feed? The wolf that we feed depends on those daily decisions, but we're not alone. Another part of our gospel reading reminds us that the Holy Spirit is within us. The Holy Spirit is there to guide us through life's challenges. John says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you." You go not alone, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. Trust it. Now, discernment is a phrase that you will hear as you continue to go through transitions in life. How to know what the next best step is. You will inevitably have conversations about vocation or calling. What is mine to do? And these are questions for all of us. It's tempting to climb the ladder of success, making money, building security. Just like Joshua said to the right 13ers a few weeks ago, don't make that kind of happiness your goal. Listen to your inner calling. Don't just go where you're directed or invited. Don't just do something because you can. Go where your moral compass leads you. Try and make the connections between your talents and your gifts and your passions and your deepest values and beliefs. There's a phrase I like. Your vocation is where the gifts God has given you meet the needs of the world. The gifts God has given you meet... Your vocation is where the gifts God has given you meets the world. So, for example, as a lawyer, will you fight for the underprivileged? Will you defend the undefended? As a doctor, will you serve the needs of those who are not taken care of and work for medical reform? As a teacher, will you teach kids that no one else wants to teach in systems where nobody wants to teach? As you face new decisions, new experiences, and new opportunities, know that you are not alone. The Holy Spirit is there to guide and teach you and remind you of the truth. So when it comes to feeding these wolves, there's one morsel that is more tasty to the evil wolf than any other, and that is fear. And there is so much that triggers that very human emotion of fear for us this day and age. But I want you to go away with courage, because Jesus said, perfect love casts out fear. And that's what we feed, love and courage. The answer to fear is not fearlessness, not being afraid. As I said, fear is human. Courage isn't the absence of fear, it's the resistance to it. When my eldest son Luke was 3, the planes struck the Twin Towers in New York. He used to watch Mr. Rogers. And those of you of another generation in this congregation will remember Mr. Rogers, who used to say, in a crisis, always look for the helpers. The firefighters and other rescue workers quickly became my son's heroes. That advice works in a crisis or even in daily life. Always look for courage. Oscar McGavie, your vocation is right on point here. Oscar has a calling to be a firefighter. Your passions and gifts meet the needs of the world, our hero. Always look for the courage to counter the fear. Which wolf will we feed? Feed the courage, starve the fear. Choose courage over fear. There's one more thing I want to leave you with, one more thing about fear, because actually, looking at all of you, I think you're a pretty fearless lot. I don't think you are full of fear. I think you are already full of courage, and you're going to do great things. And so I want to share with you something that Nelson Mandela said in his inaugural speech in South Africa, and speak it to you, because I want you to dare to dream big things and don't be afraid to take risks and be the wonderful people that you are. So Nelson Mandela said this: our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are we not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel unsure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone, said Nelson Mandela. So congratulations, my friends, and may we all walk forward in faith, peace, and confidence. Amen.